So is Greg on the
line? Yeah, we got Greg Siraki.
Punch his button there for me, and we'll see if we can make a connection. Hello, Greg, are you there?
Good morning, Woody.
Hey, how are you? Are you calling from the store?
I am calling from the store.
The best little drugstore in town?
That's correct.
George's. Well, I was really impressed with the operation that I saw over there on my visit last week, so you guys are really on the ball. Well, it's flu shot season. Paige and I were just talking about that, and there are so many people. I say, you're going to get a flu shot. People say, last time I got a flu shot, I caught the flu. Is there any validity to that belief at all, Greg? I mean, you can't get the flu. I mean, what would be the point? I mean, people think it's risky to get a flu shot. Can you talk about that?
Well, it's really not a valid point. The flu virus, or the flu shot, you cannot really get the flu from the flu shot itself. The ones that we use nowadays are an inactive or attenuated virus.
Mm-hmm.
So, however, it does require your body to, you know, develop immunity. It takes roughly about 2 weeks. So if you did get the flu shot following your last, or if you did get the flu following your last flu shot,
wow,
you know, you would probably were exposed to it within that time period.
Right.
It does take a couple weeks for your body to develop the immunity.
So, and but the body develops the immunity from...
from the vaccine itself.
Yeah, even though the flu germs are inactive. Dead, yeah. Okay, so, and who all would you recommend get a flu shot? Everybody or some people know?
The CDC recommends that anybody 6 months of age on up get
six a flu months
shot.
Of age on up.
Yep.
Because I guess if you're under 6 months of age, you still got some of the natural immunity going, or?
That's correct.
Yeah.
From the birth mom.
And who should not get a flu shot? There's a question.
Anybody that's had a serious reaction to the flu shot in the past,
okay,
or anybody with an egg allergy.
Now, what is that? How does that play into it? An egg allergy.
The virus is grown in an egg.
Oh.
That's how they mass produce it for the vaccine.
I see. So, you're going to have some albumin in there, Paige.
Albumin? Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
Is that the right word?
I think that'll probably work.
Okay. Now, is a flu shot flu shot expensive, or is it something that's affordable? I guess it's more affordable than losing 3 weeks of work.
It's very inexpensive nowadays. With our discount card, we charge $24 for the flu shot or $80 for the pneumonia shot. However, we still will bill your insurance, and Medicaid, Medicare usually pick that up, and it doesn't cost you anything out of pocket.
I always wondered, I just went blank. What is it? I had a good question there. So you should get a flu shot how do they decide? I mean, you never know what strain's coming to town, right? I mean, you get the bird flu and the Chinese flu and the Hong Kong flu and the I don't know, Yugoslavian flu? I mean, who decides how to make the mixture of the serum?
Well, every year they kind of take a look at the virus and see which way it's mutating, and therefore they change the vaccine each year to match most closely the strain of flu that's out there that year. So
there's sort of some guesswork involved, I would guess.
That is correct.
Yeah. Well, better safe than sorry. Now, people with asthma, should they avoid flu shots? I've heard that before.
No, actually, they really recommend anybody with asthma, heart disease, or diabetes, certain chronic conditions, all of those should get the flu shot each year.
Okay.
Because some of those people can be more susceptible to complications such as pneumonia if they were to get the flu.
Wow. Okay, we're talking to Greg Siraki. He's the chief. The head, the chief, I started to say chief meteorologist.
He's
chief,
a pharmacist.
Chief pharmacist over at George's. And one more question. Can anybody just come to George's and get a flu shot, or how does that work? How do you set up an appointment? Or
No appointments necessary. We gladly take anybody 12 years on up.
Wow. If you're 12, don't you have to have parental permission?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I think so. All right, Greg, thank you so much for being gracious enough to be on our show. Enjoyed having you, and let's talk again real soon.
All right, thanks, Woody.
Appreciate it. There's Greg Siraki, head pharmacist at George's, the best little drugstore in town.